When we were busy typing, the lady that ran the office would say, would you mind helping to unparcel some of the returns? So I said, no, I don't mind. So I used to go in this, like a little office, and I'd undo all the parcels. And then I had to check that the buttons were all on and that the belt was in it, etc., 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 and that it wasn't ripped or it wasn't this, wasn't that. And if, in actual fact, like I found that there was a belt missing, I thought, well, what do I do with it? Because I'd only worked there a couple of weeks, and I didn't know anybody. I didn't know who to ask. So the boss had asked me, he was the owner of Sartor, he said, any problems, just come to me. And when I went in, his sister was there, who was part of the people who ran it. And I just said, he said, yes, what can I do? So I just told him, I said, I've got no belt, I don't know what to do with it, where do I put it? And he just picked it up and slung it on the floor. And his sister, she looked at him, and I looked at him, and I thought, no way, no way. I'll stand here all day before I'll pick it up. And eventually, he just picked it up and apologised. And then off I went to the office, but he didn't sort of say, right, we don't want you anymore. I think I worked there for quite a while after that. But I never worked there for longer than a few months. You know, as if they were busy or somebody had left or ill or something like that. And then they'd phone the bureau and say, can you send somebody that can type invoices? And I think I was typing things that were going to go inside the parcel when they got it. And you stick labels on. I didn't do the sticking labels on the parcels. But to keep you busy, seeing that they're paying you money, they'll just give you other bits of jobs to do. I could see it just looked like a raincoat with the material all sort of like khaki coloured, and the lining, the shiny lining, really shiny lining. And the buttons were like sort of khaki and white, piebald. I would never have worn one. They did sell ladies, but I think most of them were for men. I think my father had one. But it was round about the time where a lot of men wore khaki raincoats. But I can't remember seeing an awful lot of women wearing them. Maybe they wore them more in the countryside. I'm not sure. But it was about in the 60s. Definitely in the 60s.